Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q4 FY22 earnings conference call of Century Plyboards, hosted by ICICI Securities Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Arun Baid from ICICI Securities Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good evening, all. On behalf of ICICI Securities, I welcome you to the Q4 FY22 result con call of Century Plyboards. We have the top management of the company with us, who will give their opening remarks, post which the floor will open for question and answers. Before that, I would just like to highlight the safe harbor which was given by the company in the PPT, which is listed exchanges. Over to you, Sanjay, sir.
Yeah. Hi, Arun. Thank you. Thank you everyone for taking your valuable time out of for attending the Q4 FY22 Century Plyboards investor conference call. I am Sanjay Agarwal, Managing Director of Century Plyboards India Limited. I have alongside me Mr. Keshav Bhajanka, Ms. Nikita Bansal, both directors, executive directors.
Hello.
Mr. Sajjan Bhajanka, Chairman. Our CFO, Mr. Arun Julasaria. Mr. Nehal Shah, the Chief Strategic Officer and Head of Investor Relations, are with me. I presume that every one of you would have gone through our numbers in detail. Let me still brief you all on the key highlights of Q4. After delivering a good record sale in Q2 and Q3 this year, it gives me real pleasure to share that we have achieved a new record once again of achieving 895 crore revenue in a single quarter and rupees 3,000 crore top line in a financial year, which is the highest ever till date. While January sales got impacted due to COVID third wave, February and March 2022 bounced back strongly to register the highest ever revenue in Q4. Our plywood and particle board segment recorded a double-digit year-on-year volume growth, while laminate and MDF segment delivered single-digit year-on-year growth for the quarter. Our MDF and particle board segments delivered highest ever EBITDA margin till date, with MDF and particle board reporting margins of 32% and 29% respectively for the quarter. This was largely driven by robust demand across both the categories. Despite the sustained input cost pressure in core segment of plywood and laminate, we have been able to mitigate a large part of our gross margin pressure by taking corresponding price increases, though with some time lag, and also through our operating leverage. Our overall gross margins recovered 40 basis points quarter-on-quarter to 35.5% in Q4 FY22, and the overall EBITDA margin for the quarter stood firm at 18.2% quarter-on-quarter. Despite rising timber prices and our sustained aggression in brand spends, 6% in Q4 versus 4.7% and 3.4% year-on-year. Our plywood margins stood at 15%, largely driven by operating leverages and our ability to pass on. The laminate EBITDA margins were also at 15% for the quarter. Price increases we have taken during the quarter and financial year, plywood 3%-3.5% in Q4 and 7%-8% in FY22, and 2.5%-3% post Q4. Benefit is in Q4, but 13%-14% in FY 2022 and 3% after post Q4. MDF nil in Q4, but 20% in FY 2022. Particle board nil in Q4, but 15% in FY 2022 and 5% post Q4. Our MDF brownfield expansion at Hoshiarpur is as per schedule and is expected to come on stream by end Q2 or beginning of Q3 FY 2023. Our South MDF CapEx has received all requisite approvals and the machinery has been ordered. We expect the facility to come on stream in H2 FY 2024. Our greenfield laminate manufacturing unit in Andhra would come up in two phases. The first phase is expected to become operational in Q2 FY 2024. Our working capital stands comfortable at 63 days in FY 2022, an improvement of 6 days compared to the last financial year. We remain a net cash positive company with net cash position of rupees 175 crores as on 31st March 2022. Our Q4 FY 2022 ROCE stood at a healthy 35.2%. Now I hand over to our CFO, Sri Arun Julasaria, for his comments, and then it will be open for question answers.
Sir, sorry to interrupt, but we are unable to hear you, sir. If you can speak closer to the device, please.
Hello. Can you hear now?
Yes, sir. Please proceed.
Can you hear now?
Yes, sir. Please proceed.
Yes, yes. So, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I am the CFO of the company. First of all, I would like to speak the customary disclaimer that this call is just to discuss company historical numbers and future perspectives. In no way it should be construed as invitation to invest in the company. Our MD, Mr. Agarwal, has taken you through all the macro and micro figures. So I will not like to add much to it. I like to say that once on this call only, sometime our MD said that he had a dream of earning at least 1 crore per day. So that dream we have already surpassed. Instead of 365 crores, this year we have earned 476 crores. So that dream is already surpassed. Now new dream will be set. And first time we have crossed our top line to 3,000 crore. Our blended EBITDA margins have drastically improved from 15.8% to 18.6%. And if you see the overall figure of EBITDA margins, these are up from 334 crore to 557 crore. So, whooping hike of around 66.7%. This year, we have made change in our taxation system. Earlier we were following the old tax design where the tax rate applicable was 30%, availing all Chapter 6 deductions. But now we have migrated to new tax system where the applicable tax rates will be 25% and we'll have to forego all applicable deductions. So after making all the comparisons, we found that our tax outflow is almost same. So we have migrated to new tax system and now onward we will remain with the new tax system of 25% and we will not be claiming tax exemption in respect of our only one unit in Assam. This year we have also written off the carried forward MAT credit of 30 crores. So after taking the effect of writing off, net tax effect is around 6 crore more, which would have been if you would have followed the old tax system. But there are benefits of migrating to new tax system. A lot of times, tax authorities make unjustified deductions. So now we have 30 crore rupees cushion for any unjustified deductions made by department till last financial year. Almost all segments of the company have done well. MDF has done exceptionally well. And EBITDA margins of plywood have surprisingly improved from 10.8% to 14.1%. So that is significant effect. With these words, I make this forum open for discussions. Kindly go ahead with your questions.
Thank you very much, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Rajesh Kothari from AlfAccurate Advisors. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Congratulations for, you know, a great set of numbers.
Thank you.
Sir, just two questions from my side. One is on the raw material front. You know, any significant cost increase have you seen currently on the raw material side? And second, on MDF, I missed your two lines. You know, by when our MDF capacity is coming on stream and some update on that?
So as far as raw material is concerned, yes, there is some increases in North India, not in South India, so much in our Kandla unit also, or not so much in even Guwahati unit also. But yes, there is an increase in North India. But then overall, whatever increases of cost had happened, we have been able to pass it on by price increases. And yes, there is always a lag. So that much of burden the company bears, but ultimately it gains. So that is as far as the price increase is concerned. And as far as MDF capacity is concerned, the Hoshiarpur plant will be up by end of Q2 or beginning of Q3. And the Andhra Pradesh plant should be on by FY24 H2 end of Q3 beginning.
FY?
Yes, all the machinery has been now ordered. The land is in our control. All the approvals have come from the government. So now things are in our control, actually.
So you said by when it will start, sir, AP?
AP will start by Q2 end or Q3 beginning FY24.
Oh, I see. Q3 beginning FY24. Okay. And on the plywood side, since you're seeing very strong demand traction, you know, can you give some details on that, that what is resulting into such a strong growth? Because I think it has been almost like four quarters where we are seeing such kind of a growth. So isn't that the import has reduced significantly? That is helping. And how do you see the, you know, the different steps what you might have taken in last, you know, two, three, four quarters? Like last time we were talking about, you know, go-to-market approach and many more such strategic decisions. So, you know, if you can give some color on that, that would be useful.
Hi. So actually, plywood demand for us and the sale is increasing is because, number one, real estate has again started booming. So plywood is increasing for everyone, for the industry overall. But we have been doing consistent branding now for 2 years straight, and we are going to continue that for the third year. that branding is really helping and reaping us benefits. Last year, we did branding on Scenic as well as Century, and both brands have benefited from this advertisement. Every year, we try and come up with new attributes and features. Like, we've come up with Viral Kill, then we came up with Firewall, and both enhancing the product has helped us. Other than this, I also think that, like we've mentioned in the past, that we've been working continuously on improving the GPM. Definitely, when the minute you focus the energy of the field onto channel expansion, onto getting better lead conversion, things improve, and that is what is reaping us benefits. And we hope that we continue to grow this way. We expect next year that we will have a 20% growth.
So is it? Okay. And what kind of margins would you like to see in plywood segment? How do you see the margins in that?
Between 13 to 15% EBITDA.
Okay, between 13 to 15% EBITDA. Okay. And what about the laminate segment? You know, where, how do you see the growth and margins in laminate?
Hi, that is Peter here. I think in laminate, you know, our objective has always been a 20% top line growth. And I think with the initiatives we have taken, particularly with BCG coming into play, we can look at a long-term growth of 20% without fail. Margins, as you already know, we have given a guidance of 14 to 16%, and we'll be looking to maintain the same.
You are talking about the laminate segment, right, Keshav?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so basically current margins are 12.8. So from 12.8, you are saying that the margins will inch upwards to, you know, 18 to 20%?
Current margins aren't actually 12.8. If you look at it, there is a 2.5% plus impact from the BCG project. So that is more of the nature of a long-term investment, but it is being debited as an expense right now. If you consider that, we are well within the 14 to 16 range.
Okay. So basically, I think next 3 to 4 quarters, you will continue to see this BCG expense, am I right?
Yes.
Understood. But and the revenue, so and the volume growth, which has been right now flattish, right? You know, fourth quarter also, I think the volume growth is about 1%. So you are saying that will also improve? And what, you know, what are the reasons for that?
In Q4, after week January, we had limited growth in February, March. But I think this has been common to most laminate manufacturers. Going forward, I'm sure that from Q1 onwards, you'll see much better traction.
I see. Super. Wish you all the best. I'll come back in queue.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Karthik Medirata from Nivashai. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. My question is related to MDF. So let's see, MDF realization per CBM has increased for 30 to 40%.
Sorry to interrupt. Your audio is a bit muffled. If you can keep some distance between the phone.
Is it better now?
Yes, sir. Please proceed.
Yeah, my question is related to MDF. If you see MDF realization per CBM has increased for 30 to 40% Y on Y. Going forward for the upcoming quarters, can we expect a jump in realization?
I think there is no further jump is expected actually. And there may be rather once the all production capacities come up, we can look at a little bit of softening, but still I think we will be within our projections, which we have been always projecting that yes, that 25% margin is our actually long-term target. So sometimes when the markets are going well, it may go up, and now maybe in a year or maybe a little later, it may a little bit come down, but still we can only think that yes, it will still maintain to be more than that 25% actually. So I don't see a jump anymore. I think this is good enough. Any more jump will be greedy, isn't it?
And sir, what is the current realization? 31,000 approximately per second.
Yeah, the current realization is approximately
33,500. Okay, and the margins are sustainable for MDF?
No, so that's what we're saying.
So the margins which are currently at around 32-33, could sustain for probably next 1-2 quarters, and when the capacity gets added, we particularly in the north of India, there is increase in timber prices, which if we are not able to increase prices, we might see some softening in margins through the year. So if you look at the overall FY23 margins, you could estimate margins to be anywhere in the range of 25-28% or 25-30%. And that's largely because of timber prices increasing in north of India. However, timber prices in south of India remain very, very much stable.
And what are the raw materials used in MDF? And what are their costs versus year ago?
Now, you see, to tell you the cost is very difficult of every item, but the main items are resin and timber.
So what is the cost currently, resin?
Cost of?
Resin and timber.
No, that's very difficult. You see, at different places, different times, there are different, types of timber. How can I give you the timber prices and resin prices and all that? That is a,
now,
I think you will need to appoint a consultant to so we understand all that.
Yes, Sanjay, I will just try to explain what is the present status. In North India, presently we are buying timber at the rate of 5 rupees. And we consume around 1.6 ton of timber in making 1 CBM of MDF. And so timber cost is around 8 rupees. And similarly, glue cost is depending on various type of glue, because the price is a mix of higher grades and lower grades. So the average price of glue would be around 25 rupees. And it consumes around 15% glue, so it would be to the tune of 3.5 rupees or 4 rupees. So 4,000 per cubic meter of this. So 8,000 plus 4,000. So this timber and glue cost would be 12,000 around. And then manufacturing and other costs are there, labor, electricity. Electricity is also a major cost. That is, again, say, more than 2,000 rupees per ton.
Okay, sir. Thank you. I'll come back and check you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rishikesh Bhagat from Kotak Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for opportunity. Hi. Two questions. Firstly, on particle boards, if I look at the volume, last 2 quarters, it has been in the range of 19,000 to 20,000 CBM. This obviously includes the prelam also. So just want your perspective whether further volume growth is possible, or do you think there's a capacity constraint and debottlenecking is necessary?
Actually, you know, we are trying. The plant we have got is of 180 cubic meter per day only. So we can actually, the plant capacity is 5,400, but I think we are manufacturing about 7,200 cubic meter per month. We are engaging BCG now to work on it, and maybe we will get some more production out of it. We are already contemplating for going capacity expansion, but till now we have not taken a decision. So, yes, till then we can say that, yes, there is a capacity constraint.
Yeah, so Rishikesh, just to add further from here, last year we did around 72,000 CBM in particle board. This year, we are likely to do anywhere between 77,000 to 80,000 kind of a number.
Okay, that's helpful. The second question is on the A&P spend. Obviously, Nikita did allude to the spending for biofuel and other campaigns. So, what was the absolute amount on A&P in FY23?
So, yeah.
I
so,
think the CSO will be able to provide you with exact details, because there's a little bit of variance. ATL includes a lot of things. So, it includes your TV, radio, etc. So, as a cumulative, I'm sure he'll be able to provide you details separately.
Yeah, Rishikesh, just to give you a percentage. In terms of percentage, our A&P spends, at least in plywood, which is the largest part of the turnover, was 6% compared to 4.7% QOQ and 3.4% YOY.
Okay, that's it. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Jignesh Kamani from GMO and Company. Please go ahead.
Hi. So if you take about NDF, our volume is declined QOQ. So it's partly because the Omicron in the January, or demand has been slightly soft in the initial part of the year?
So if you look at our capacity, last year we got the benefit of opening inventory, and as a resultant, our volume was pretty much higher. Now it's come to our normalized volumes for the quarter. So that means we actually have run out of capacity, so as to say. But otherwise, we'll continue to have this kind of volumes, quarterly volumes, until we come up with the brownfield expansion.
So demand continue to remain strong. There's demand no change in demand.
Demand continues to remain strong. Yeah, true.
On the laminate side, our gross margin is declined QOQ. So is there any pressure on the gross margin? What is the issue there?
So in laminate,
we are able to hold on the EBITDA margin. I just want to understand that part also.
So in laminate, a number of the key raw materials have seen a substantial increase in cost, including phenol, melamine, and draft paper. We have been able to pass on a bulk of that price increase, but you know that there is a time lag, and it takes some time for the price increase to be passed on. So because of that, gross margins have been under pressure. Having said that, now we are seeing some easing of the raw material cost as well. And going forward, I think we'll be able to maintain margins between 14% to 16%, as I had guided earlier.
And QOQ, our gross margin has been under pressure, but we are able to maintain our EBITDA margin in the laminate segment. So have we cut down on the advertisement or any other part in laminate?
No, I think operating leverage has helped, because we have grown, so that has helped us in negate the cost to a certain extent.
Okay, thanks, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Abhishek Ghosh from DSP Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, just if you look at the balance sheet, there is a increase in the amount of inventory build-up. So if you can just broadly help us understand, is it because of supply shortages you want to build up higher amount of raw materials inventory, or what is that related to? If you can just help us with that.
I don't think there is a very substantial build-up in inventory. I think we are preparing for a growth spurt in demand in Q1 of next year and going forward. So I think this is all to do with the same. We have basically taken a higher AOP for this year, and in line with the same, we are provisioning for that growth by virtue of having some additional finished goods stock.
Okay. And just in terms of the broad, if you look at your broad operating cash flow now, so you're generating broadly about, cash flow in excess of about 110, 120 odd crores on a quarterly basis. So broadly that's 500 crores of operating cash flow. So given the kind of capex plans that you have, you will not have to, pick up any debt or anything of that sort. Is that a fair estimate to make?
I think it depends on the timing of the various capex investments that we have. But even if we do take some debt on the books, it will not be substantial. It could be in the form of, a short term or a bridge financing for say a year or so, depending on the timing of cash flow, based on all our current capex plans. In case we go into more capex projects, then we'll have to look and reevaluate. But as of now, you are correct. We do not see much debt needed to be taken on, maybe some slight debt for a quarter or two, something of that sort.
Okay. And, broadly, since you, operate out of multiple segments, if you can just broadly talk about how is the competitive scenario, because we are not seeing similar kind of growth for rest of the building material products. So is it coming out of market share gains? Or is wood panel, a category which is seeing much higher growth in the rest of the building material category? If you can throw some color on that, it will be helpful. Thanks.
I think definitely we have had some market share gains in across quite a few segments. You see, particle board and MDF, there is a limitation in terms of the total amount of manufacturing capability in India. And because imports are reduced, the entire industry has jumped. So MDF and particle board, it has been very good sailing for all the players, not just us. But in plywood, laminate, I think our operational excellence has shown through. I think particularly in plywood, the combination of characteristics such as Viro-Kill, firewall, and new GTM have led to sustained market share improvement. And I think going forward, our objective will be to gain market share in all four segments of the business.
Keshav, just on the plywood part of it, and in terms of the competition from the unorganized, there we are seeing a lot of stress. So you think is that also kind of benefiting you guys, and is kind of Sainik growing much faster than the rest of the product in the plywood part of it?
You're putting me in a bit of a spot, because trying to avoid this answer. But you're right, unorganized is under severe pressure, and definitely we being market leaders are benefiting. Going forward, I think we'll be able to gain further due to this shift, but we'll have to play by the sea, and we'll have to wait and see.
Sure. Just one last question, Sanjayji, if you can answer this one, because you have seen much more cycles. The growth for Century has been much better in the last 3 to 4 years, with market share gains, very strong balance sheet. Where do you see risks to these going forward, given that your capex commitment will be far higher than what you've done in the past? What are one or two risks that you are kind of seeing, and you just want to kind of be wary of that?
Risks. The only risk is actually that if which I really do not see within a very short period, if MDF and particle board starts, in a big way, they start importing into India. So that is one area I see, and that will also be for South India, because North India even earlier and even tomorrow, because of the distance from the port, will be still very much protected. So whatever new capacities are coming, even they will be protected. But South India may see some problems in future. In plywood, I don't see much of a risk, because plywood is a low capex plants, and we are actually slowly and very steadily, I must say, we are trying to make inroads into small towns and dealers and sub-dealers, and everybody is being watched and directed by, different, actual IT has become so good, and these apps and call centers, all these have become so good. And advertisement, we are able to take that risk in our mind and in our essence also. So I really don't see much problem with plywood division. Laminate, we have hired BCG. So again, if there was certain risk of, a flat or not much of a growth, but with BCG involvement, I'm very sure that new strategies are coming out, and in maybe next year or two, things will be really looking better only. So I don't know if anybody else on the call right now is in a hell or shock, and I would love to come out with risks so that we are always ready for it. Yes.
Thank you so much, sir, for answering my questions, and wish you all the best. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sneha Talreja from Edelweiss. Please go ahead.
Sir, congratulations on great set of numbers. And
Thank you.
Just have two questions from my end. Firstly, could you give us a breakup in terms of what has been the domestic and exports related growth in laminates division, and FY22 breakup between the domestic and exports division?
Hi, Sneha. So exports traditionally has been a much lower value contribution for us, but last year exports did phenomenally well. The growth was substantial. It was 30% plus. So it was far higher than our domestic growth.
So currently, it must be accounting for an FY22 proportion would be?
Sorry, could you repeat that?
FY22 share for exports would be?
FY22 share for exports would be sub 25%.
Got that. And similar question with respect to Sainik and non-Sainik business, what would be the percentage share in each and what is the kind of growth that we've seen in FY22 for Sainik as well as the premium segment?
We normally don't share those figures. I'm sure that the team could provide you with the estimate later on.
Okay. Anything specific related to laminate segment this quarter that we saw that only 1% volume growth versus I know you alluded to the fact that January was weak and February and March didn't pick up that well, but any particular reason of not picking well in laminates versus we saw very strong growth for plywood, MDF, as well as even particle board. So just wanted to try and take some sense on the laminates division, what's happening there.
See, I think the recovery in laminate last year, I'm talking about FY 2021, was a little different. Laminate Q4, FY21 did phenomenally. And the base as such was very high. If you look at the figures, I think the quarter-on-quarter growth between Q3 and Q4 was substantial last year. So I think we were already operating at a higher base. And with that, together with a very slow January, we weren't able to show good growth. But going forward, I think now the base is established and we should be growing well on it for this year.
Understood. And lastly, your expectation in the MDF division, you have, of course, given the timeline of commissioning of both Hoshiarpur as well as the AP plant. But what are your expectations in terms of realization? I mean, realization as well as what is the capacity addition that you're looking at, both considering the fact that we are seeing a number of capacity additions happening at the industry level?
Yeah. As far as MDF is concerned, we can see that whatever capacity till now has come has been absorbed very, very well by the Indian consumer. And every day, a new OEM is coming up, a lot of export possibilities, a lot of furniture parks are coming up in India. So we see actually consumption of MDF is really going up in India, and the growth of MDF is much faster, much better than any other building material in India right now. As far as the prices are concerned and EBITDA are concerned, we have already spoken that EBITDA may soften a little bit once the new capacities come up, but then still we do not expect it to go below our usual haircut minus that we will not go below 25. So I still think that it will not go below 28, 29, or 30%. Right now, it is much higher than that. So that much of softening may come in after some time.
Understood.
Yeah, just to add on to the MD's point, just to add on one small point, we have always been a little better at capacity utilization than most others. So I think you'll give us the benefit of the doubt that we'll be able to exhaust our capacity faster than the industry will otherwise.
That sounds great. Thanks. Thanks, Keshav.
Keshav, you can give some idea about our expansion plans also.
Yes. So I think MD already addressed it in the call, Papa, that our expansions are well on track. We are looking at operations commencing in the Hoshiarpur expansion from Q3 this year, and we shall have the Andhra plant up and running by H2 next year.
Understood. Thanks a lot and all the very best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Jignesh Kamani from GMO & Company. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Just on the demand on the MDF front, generally, it is a replacement to cheap plywood. And if you take about MDF, realization is up around 25% plus YOY, while plywood realization is increased by around a price hike has been around 7%-8% or at max 10%. So are you seeing some of the low segment where MDF used to replace plywood? Now, people are, you can say, using more of plywood because price gap is no more commensurate?
See, MDF is actually much, much cheaper than plywood, even the local plywood. Much, much cheaper than local plywood. So still, even after all these increases, still the cheaper plywood will be replaced. That is number one. Number two, there is a problem with cheaper plywood. The cheaper plywood is actually trying to cheat the customer in a way by actually giving wrong brands or by giving wrong declarations. We have come out with firewall, and now I see that everybody else is claiming firewall. So these things cannot really stand in the test of time. So this is the number two items. And so I don't see that this price increase or whatever 25-30% has happened will have any problems. Yeah, the other one thing you have seen that our highest grade of MDF, which is, you know, the premium plus we are saying. So there, yes, we can say that going ahead, if further prices increase or something happens, then that may take some beating, but the percentage of that is not too high. So if that keeps on increasing, yes, that segment may take a little bit of beating. There is one more thing we see, we have to realize that MDF has a wonderful stability of dimensions. So if somebody says it is 18 mm, so it is mostly 18 mm throughout the sheet. So it is much easier to work on MDF if you are using machines. And to use plywood is a little difficult as far as machines is concerned. So whoever is using a machine will find difficult to replace MDF with a plywood.
Understood. Second thing, all the new capacity which used to come in MDF has already come in, I think, fully absorbed, including the Rusil last capacity. Now, incrementally, only your capacity is coming after, I can say, end of second quarter. Considering buy-on demand, as you highlighted, do you think that it will, margin might remain elevated at least for next 1 year because no additional supply is coming and demand continue to remain healthy?
I don't see that in 1 year any capacity coming up, but yes, then there are, I think there is a plant by Exxon and then our plant is coming up and certainly some more few smaller plants will come up. We must take it for granted. But just think of it, the total capacity increase will be hardly maybe 2000 cubic meter or so in a year, or maybe 2500 cubic meter per day. So it is not going to really make much of a difference. So, but yes, I still believe that some softening may happen. That is, as an investor to you, I should give you a warning. So that is the point. But still, I don't see much happening. I don't see a big issue out there that I don't see at all.
Understood.
For a country of our size, the total production and consumption of MDF in the country is very, very meager. It is only 2 million cubic meters. So it is nothing considering our population. The same is more than 50 million cubic meters in China. And again, if you take all the panel products, then also ratio in India is comparatively much lower. So there is a lot of scope for MDF to grow. And it will grow on itself. It will grow at the cost of cheaper plywood, and it will find more room for consumption, the organized furniture, and not only plywood. It has potentiality to replace many other products like gypsum board, other things for the false ceiling, for the partition, for many things it can replace. So it will not only replace plywood. So that way, it is better scope, and our present capacity is very, very small. So it has to go maybe in another 10 years to maybe 4-5 folds.
Sure. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question, the question is from the line of Priyam Khemawat from ASK Investment Managers. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. A couple of quick questions from my end. Now that we've already ordered machinery for our Andhra site, can you share some broad direction about what kind of capacity we are looking at? Will it entirely be an MDF plant, or are we still contemplating a fungible MDF and particle board capacity?
We are not considering a fungible capacity there. It is a dedicated MDF unit, and it will have a capacity of 950 cubic meters. Which of course we'll try to scale it up beyond, right? But the rate capacity will be 950 cubic meters per day.
Okay, will it be in two lines, or initially from the beginning it will be 950 CBM per day?
950 CBM from day one.
Okay. And sir, due to inflationary pressure witnessed in metals and logistics, are we seeing any substantial increase in overall cost of capex than our budgetary estimates?
Definitely, there has been a substantial increase in the cost of steel and other structural work, and there's also been a lot of pressure from European suppliers due to the various inflationary pressures that they are facing. But I think we have been able to navigate through them quite well. As of this point in time, I don't see any substantial increase in the overall capex in the project.
Okay. And have you ordered the plant from us from the similar person in Germany for which you used it in a Hoshiarpur plant?
Hoshiarpur, we haven't ordered from a German manufacturer. So Hoshiarpur, we had ordered from one of China's manufacturers called Yalian. This time we have gone for Simple Camp, which is one of the German manufacturers. And yes, it is a plant for only MDF from Simple Camp.
Okay.
Hoshiarpur's second plant is from a German company the 400 capacity, that is from German company. And original was from Chinese company. And this is again from German company, Simple Camp. And another thing was another company. There are two prominent companies in German, Diefenbaker.
Yeah.
So 400 is from Diefenbaker and 950 is from Simple Camp. And earlier was from, but we are highly satisfied with the Yalian plant. That was cost effective, that was very good, giving us very, very steady production, very quality production. But due to this China-India tussle, so that time India government was not allowing Chinese to come to India. So seeing all these problems, we had to divert. Otherwise, we are happy with them. Maybe future, if everything is normal, our more plants will come. So most of them maybe from Yalian only.
Okay, understood. That's what I was wondering, because our plant is doing so well and we're doing industry-leading margins at 35%. Why would we change our vendor? Any which way, understood. So one last question. You alluded that Action is coming with a new capacity. Can you help me with what per day CBM are they looking at and when is it coming online, on stream?
To my knowledge, it will be again 800 to 900 cubic meters per day.
Okay, and by when are they looking at commissioning that?
Maybe a year from now.
Just one correction here. This Action line, as the chairman has suggested, would be between a 600 to 800 cubic meter line, and the line would be commenced from mid next year.
Okay, understood. Thank you and all the best going forward.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Udit Gajiwala from Yes Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Just one clarification about the laminate and the plywood growth that we mentioned. How much will be driven the volume growth and what will be the value growth in same?
Can you repeat the question? You're talking about the guidance for
value growth and volume growth.
Okay. So I'll give you guidance for each of the segments. So plywood, we expect 15% volume growth and 20% value growth. For laminates, we expect 15% volume and value growth. For MDF, we expect 25% plus volume and value growth. And for particle boards, we expect 10% volume growth and 20% value growth for the next fiscal. For the current fiscal, sorry.
Got it.
And overall, we expect 20% plus volume growth for Century Plywoods for this year.
Understood. Yeah, that was helpful. Thanks, Nitesh.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rajesh Ravi from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. My question pertains to first on the plywood business. What is the capacity expansion that is happening and by when that is expected?
So this year we expect another 10% capacity expansion, but that will happen in our existing plants itself. We've been doing this for the last 1.5 years. And the Hoshiarpur plant that we have spoken about, we are yet to procure the land. So once we procure the land, we'll be able to speak about it in definite terms in terms of timeline.
Okay, so this 50 crore is for the existing 10%. So that is around...
No. The 50 crore is for the Hoshiarpur plant.
Okay. And this, what you're mentioning is normal debottlenecking driven capacity expansion?
Yeah.
Okay. So what would be the total capacity post these expansions for your plywood?
Currently it is 3 lakh CBM. We expect it to be 3 lakh 30 CBM by the end of the year. And this year we had about a 78% utilization.
Right. And follow up on this plywood, how much would be your outsourced volume in the plywood segment of total volume or revenue?
It's a data we don't like to share.
Okay.
But majority, I would say majority for us is in-house.
Okay. So fair to say that at least
80 plus.
Yeah. Because of your
all the Century brands manufacture in our factory only.
Okay.
Even the Scenic 700.
Also, the waterproof grade we manufacture 100% in our factories.
Okay.
Only the commercial grade of non-Century.
Mm-hmm.
Part of that we outsource.
And any other business segments where you have outsourced volume other than the ply?
So we outsource the PVC boards that is sold under the name of Century Stock.
Okay, no, in terms of the major segments like your MDF or particle board. Okay, second, coming to the particle board.
Two products we are not manufacturing at all. So this is outsourced only. Yeah.
Okay, understand. And coming to the particle board, you said that around, the current capacity, the volume numbers are much higher ahead of your capacity. So what sort of capacity expansions are there in pipeline in the particle board? You are targeting 10% volume growth, if I heard correct.
10% is only from, again, debottlenecking and taking up the new measures and all that. We are working on thinking about a new capacity, but still we are yet to take a final decision. We are contemplating many, ideas and locations and what kind of machinery, what kind of capacity and all that. So discussions are on, but decision is yet to be taken. Okay. As and when we take a firm decision and we get it through the board, we will be certainly informed.
Sure. Yes.
What are you holding us from taking immediate decision? That we foresee a very big market in future for the particle board. But, at one particular place, to put up a big capacity, sometimes it becomes challenging. So all the research says you should go for country press. With a capacity of 800 to 900 cubic meter per day for particle board. But Associate Decor or what we have seen, they could never utilize that capacity. And if you put a big plant at one location, then sometimes resourcing raw material, it also becomes difficult. So these all considerations are going on. And we are doing the market research about the availability of raw material and the market. So we are trying to take decision in favor of a bigger capacity, but we don't want to take risk. So it is taking a little bit time.
And on this plywood, particle board and MDF, are the business, the sales market similar, and in terms of the customer segments similar, or how different are they?
No, yes, they are different. Like particle board is solely consumed in the mechanical furniture manufacturing capacities, like OEMs and furniture manufacturers, even IKEA, they mostly use particle board.
Okay.
And MDF is used in the furniture, like costly furniture, or people they want better product, they especially order for that. And then mostly it is used along with the plywood in tailor-made furniture.
Okay. So retail sales would be much lower for both these products. Is this understanding correct?
Retail sell for
particle board. Like plywood. Particle board and MDF?
Particle board is not likely to pick up very soon. It would be primarily used by organized manufacturers of furniture. And MDF, yes, it is replacing many existing products, not only plywood.
Okay.
Other boards also, it is replacing. So the MDF I think has more traction.
Okay. Okay. And last question on the laminates, the two phases, the capacity expansion, 2 million sheets each. You know, when would the second line expected to be commissioned? And will the capex be spread out between 200 crore, 100 each?
Yes, yes. The capex will be spread out a little more towards the first phase than the second phase. It mm-hmm. will be looking at about 130-135 and around 70 in the second phase.
Okay.
And the remaining two capacities will only come in from FY25 onwards.
FY25 onward, you see. Hello?
Yes.
FY25 you mentioned, right?
Yes.
Yeah, by the end of FY25.
End of FY25.
Yeah.
Cool. That's great, sir, and thank you, and, you know, all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Gaurav from Bowhead India. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. Very wonderful set of numbers again. So congratulations on that. Sir, just a few questions. So one is, you shared your revenue guidance. So what would be the EBITDA guidance and PAT guidance for FY23, if you can share anything?
Yeah, hi. So margin guidance, as I would again reiterate margin guidance for each segment. Plywood segment, we expect anywhere between 13-15%. Laminates, we expect 14-16%. MDF, we expect 25% plus. And also for particle board, similar 25% plus.
And so overall, how does it translate to?
Sorry?
So this overall,
so this probably translates to 10% plus PAT margin, and you can do your own homework. So okay. By calculating these margins.
Sure. And sir, for laminate, how much did you guide for FY23? I just tagged the number.
Yeah, laminates we have guided for 15% plus volume and value growth.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Kanishka Sorkar, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening. First of all, you know, congratulations for a fantastic performance, and I'm a happy shareholder.
Thank you.
Yeah. So I have a couple of questions. So first one, you know, I think you guys have done a tremendous job in terms of, you know, putting the brand in the minds of people, fantastic advertisements. And so I want to know one thing. First thing first is that if I want to understand your dealership network, Pan India, pre-COVID, just before the COVID struck, how much was that and how much does it stand today?
So I think exact details we'll be able to provide after the call. But when we talk about channel expansion, we have to do channel expansion, especially in plywood, in both segments. So in Fenix, pre-COVID, we were pretty much at a number of, say, 200. Today, we are at a number of 900. But when it comes to Century, we are being able to extract from even the Fenix channel as well as our existing channel. So the channel expansion must have been from a range of 1,500 to maybe a 2,000, not a substantial increase there.
But
we've been working aggressively on the sub-dealer expansion. So those numbers are very high.
Right. So you don't have to give me a number. You can give me a percentage. So what is the plan for this expansion in this financial year?
In this financial year, we want to double our channel presence. Whether it be through sub-dealer, whether it be through dealer, we want to double it.
Okay. So I'll tell you why I asked you this
question.
There
is one caveat here. We should take into account that the law of diminishing returns works here. So it's not going to be that if you double the dealership network, your turnover double. The growth guidance is given as per what was mentioned by Nikita earlier.
Okay. So the reason of me asking you is that what I understand is, you know, the demand that is expected in the real estate, because we saw the cycle start sometime around, you know, last year onwards. Now, I just want to understand for you, generally, when the real estate starts moving up in terms of the buying behavior, what is the lag period? So when do you actually see the market, you know, getting into the zone of very high demand for building material, particularly the products which you deal in?
See, for us, there's a bit of a difference. We are not like other building material companies where we go into projects per se. You know, it's not that the builder is purchasing and giving it to a customer. Our journey begins when it goes from being a house to a home, when the individual home buyer buys his house or office and starts the work of making it into a home with furniture, with furnishings, and so on and so forth.
Exactly.
So
understand.
Ours would typically come a little bit later. Ours would come once the inventory starts selling and once people start taking possession.
Yeah, so I wanted that projection. So exactly that part. So when people move into their, you know, start building their homes, when do you see that? So sitting in May today and the cycle, you know, real estate cycle moving from last 1 year, do you expect that, you know, the bulk of the demand and the upside, that is basically the flight, will start somewhere around December, or it could be little later than that?
I think we've already started to see the benefits. If you look at, you know, the home registrations, they've been very high for the past year or so. And I think this is already benefiting us. So going forward, I think it is only going to strengthen.
Right. So Kesha, one big point here. You guys look, you know, why is it that your capacity is so constrained today? And even though you are putting those plants in, I don't see that, you know, you will have too much of a capacity because you are already working at 78%. So what is your plan to kind of mitigate that constraint and actually capture this growth? Because I, from my point of view, I see your brand doing very well and it can only go up from here. So what is the plan of getting into that pole position over the next 3 years? So could you just put some thought on it?
I think Sajan B is the best person. So let Sajan B reply.
I think we're already in the pole position. As far as this is concerned, you see, we are market leaders. And when it comes to execution, the quality of execution that Century Ply has is far better than the rest of the industry. The first MDF plant this company established was in 16 months, whereas it took others nearly 2.5 years. So I think that advantage we have on our side. Sorry.
Right.
Continue.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the last question.
Yeah. Let me also touch this point. Actually, now any capacity which we are bringing, we are not bringing for a year or two. So it should be sustainable. So say any capacity we create now, we are creating it for next 25 years. So these things, buying land or getting license and erecting a plant, and after 2 years or 3 years, because we have to hire a lot of workers also, so it is not so easy that we can do it like switch on and switch off. So we have to take a lot of precautions. So once we are sure that this trajectory will continue, because when we compare to China, we are nowhere. China's plywood consumption is 200 million cubic meter, and whereas our population is more or less same. And so with that, 10 million to 200 million, India is 2 million MDF to 50 million of China, 1.5 million of particle board to 35 million of China particle board. So we are nowhere in this. So simply thinking our middle income group is expanding, our the market is expanding. So with that, I don't see any reason that we will not expand at a very, very faster pace. But the ground realities are not so. But I always tell Sanjay, this will expand in 10 years. It will become 4 times. Then Sanjay give me data for last 20 years. Sanjay, whatever said or done, it is expanding at the rate of that's same 10%. So you can calculate now also for next 10 years, it will expand at 10%. So expanding our capacity overnight or very fast, I think may become counterproductive in some time. So we are a little cautious. And the moment we are fully confident, then we will expand capacity very rapidly. Because putting up the capacity in plywood doesn't take much time. Within a year, we can set any capacity. MDF, it takes almost 2 years. Particle board, again, year and a half or so.
Right. No, I appreciate, sir, what you said. Completely appreciate. The last question that I have is that the raw material which you have, you know, which completely fluctuates because the availability of wood. Is there any plans of, I don't know much actually, that's why I'm asking you, is there any plans of structurally or to move into plantations so that, you know, you can actually have vast plantations which can actually be used for your captive purposes? Any plans on that?
There are many limitations in India, like land holding ceiling. So you cannot, in most of the states, you cannot hold more than 15 acres, 20 acres, like restrictions are there. And government lands are there where we can do plantation, but government is very, very conservative because it may be politically counterproductive for them. The people will say they have distributed the land of the country or government land to the industrialist or these all things. So government is wary of that. So these things are there holding us. And then again, these laws like agriculture, this reform bill, whatever, these again are backfired. So the law of the land needs to be changed a bit. And this plantation, government, even for plantation, for cutting the trees, for using it, there are a lot of constraints. So we are very, very strongly pleading with the central government, and we are pleading with them that it should be shifted to agriculture from the forest. For all the practical reason, plantation is done by a farmer, is done on the farm land only, and so, and the replacement of the cash crop by a farmer. So there is no reason that the forest department should take the ownership of the grown-up tree. And after that, they regulate putting up the industry and other things, issuing the license, and then the registered interest group will go to court and block it. So these games are going on. But I am very sure that things will change very soon. And when the trajectory is very clear, that time definitely we shall enter the plantation. We right. shall enter the plantation, but it would be very, very stable and long-lasting business.
Right. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, due to time constraint, we take one last question from the line of Nikhil Agarwal from VT Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Good evening, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. So, sir, my question was regarding the laminate segment. Like in Q4 FY22 and in Q4 FY21 and quarter two of 22, your laminate margins were very good. Like they were gross margin was around 42%. So, like, was it because of inventory gains or was it because of some price hikes that you had taken? Like, what was the reason behind that, if you could highlight?
So, in quarter four of last year, it was due to the fact that raw material prices were substantially subdued. And in quarter two, what happened was that during the second phase of COVID, our chairman told us that demand is going to be pent up. We are going to continue production to the maximum amount permissible. Oh, and at that point in time, raw material prices were further subdued. So, due to this bold decision, we are able to enjoy, I think, the highest gross margins in the laminate segment in Q2 of this year. After that, raw material prices suddenly shot up. And to the extent, I think I mentioned in my previous call, that certain raw materials went up by 400x. So, we see tapering of margins going forward.
Okay. Yes, sir. So, answer just one last question. I'm sorry if I'm asking this again. Like, could you just highlight on the margin guidance for each segment? I don't know if you summon
margin. Segment-wise, margin guidance is plywood. We are looking at 13-15% EBITDA, long-term sustainable. Laminate, 14-15% EBITDA, long-term sustainable. MDF and particle board, 25% plus EBITDA margin.
Okay, great. Thank you so much, sir. That's it from me.
Thank you.
Thank you. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Arun Baid for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Yeah, on behalf of ICICI Securities, I want to thank the management for giving us the chance to host this call and all the participants for being there. Any closing comments you want to give, Sanjay? Sir?
Hi. Yeah, certainly. I would really like to thank everybody for attending the call and all the questions around. Hope to see you next quarter with good numbers and good economy all around India. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of ICICI Securities Limited, that concludes this conference. We thank you all for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.